Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at Glenshaw Valley. We're delighted that you came out today. I have a lot of announcements to share with you this morning, so please bear with me as I go through them. The first is to remind you that today is Stewardship Sunday. So immediately following our worship service, we invite you to join us in McFadden Hall for a luncheon. We would ask that you keep your mask on except when you are eating, and we have everything is, you'll see when you get in there, you'll know where to sit and all of that. I'm super excited because I'm already hungry, so we will see you over there. A couple of meeting announcements. So the nominating committee is going to meet on Monday at 7 o'clock via Zoom. If you are on the nominating committee and did not get the Zoom link that I sent out, please let me know after the worship service. On Saturday, we are going to be hosting the Glenshaw Century Club's craft show and tours of the church. So if that is something that you are interested in, we invite you to join with us. Next week, I'm going to have, on the back table, there are sign-up sheets for the Advent candle lighting. So if you would like to light one of the candles during Advent, please sign up on the back table. If we don't get volunteers, I'm going to voluntell you on Sunday morning. So if you would like to have some time to look at it beforehand, please sign up on the back sign-up sheet. I believe those are all of the announcements I have. Does anyone else have any announcements to share? What? Oh, there are also sign-up sheets on the back table for the Thanksgiving dinner. So please check those out if you are looking to do so. There are also sign-up sheets on the back table if you would like to be a lay reader. Kristen does not have to be the lay reader every week. So if you would like to be the lay reader, you can sign up back there too. All right, I think those are all of the announcements. At this time, I invite you to join with me for our call to worship, but notice it's different than normal weeks. Normal weeks, I start, you follow. This week, we're gonna start and then I will go. So please join with me for our call to worship. Hasten, O God, to save me. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May those who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, ah, turn back because of their shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. At this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our opening hymn, Lord, When I Came Into This Life.
When I came
join me in the prayer of confession. Almighty God, you love us, but we have not loved you. You call, but we have not listened. We walk away from neighbors in need, wrapped in our own concerns. We condone evil, prejudice, warfare, and greed. God of grace, help us admit our sin, so that as you come to us in mercy, we may repent, turn to you, and receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer.
Friends, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that we are forgiven. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me as we proclaim our faith in reciting the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Friends, let us wave to one another from our seats. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congregational anthem. We're all singing this. It's a congregational anthem, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
morning. Couple prayer requests this morning. Janet and Roy are asking for prayers for Roy's sister Peggy Weckerly. She was taken to the hospital by ambulance with some heart issues, and they're just praying for resolution and quick healing. And I'm asking for prayers. My sister in Florida remains in the hospital, and just she really could use some prayers along with her family, and prayers for safe travels. Her daughter will be traveling from California to Florida tomorrow, so prayers for that. And a praise request. Thank you, Mickey, for reminding us that we are coming into Veterans Day this week. And thank you, choir, for leading us in that great anthem. I would just like to take a minute and ask all of the veterans in our group today to please stand so that we can thank you and honor you for your service. Thank you, and praise for that, and God bless America.
Friends, let us pray.
Loving God, through your Son, you have called us to repent of our sin, to believe the good news, and to celebrate the coming of your kingdom. Like Christ's apostles, may we hear his call to discipleship and, forsaking old ways, proclaim the gospel of new life to a broken world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, let us pray for our concerns. Lord, we pray that you attend to the sick and bring them healing. Lord, this morning we lift up to you Peggy and Lowry. Lord, we also ask you to strengthen those who face particular challenges. We pray for safe travels for Arlie's niece as she travels from California to Florida this week. Lord, we also pray for our world. We pray that your kingdom would come and your will be done. Lord, we come before you this day as coronavirus cases are surging all over our world, our country, and our state. Lord, we continue to pray for a treatment and a vaccine for this disease. But Lord, we also pray that you would give us the strength and the fortitude and the resources we need to face this fall resurgence. Finally, Lord, we present our joys to you with gratitude. Lord, we give you thanks for the men and women in our congregation who have served their country in your armed forces. We pray that you would guard those who risk themselves every day in battle for our country. We pray that you would encourage them as they encourage us to work for peace in our own lives and communities. In silence now, we lift our personal prayers to the Father. Lord God of the nations, you have revealed your will to all people and promised us your saving help. May we hear, but may we also do what you command, that the darkness may be overcome by the power of your light. This we ask through Christ our Savior, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, let us continue to worship God as we reflect on our offering.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us so abundantly that we might give these gifts. Please help us use these gifts for the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Good morning, everybody. I want to thank also every veteran who is here for all of their services, past and present. Today's reading is from Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmen took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, "Look, here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later on, the bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Rest the reading of the word.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This morning's scripture reading is the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. In it, Jesus teaches his disciples the importance of not giving up during uncertain times. The parable begins on the evening of a wedding banquet. 10 bridesmaids gather together to await the return of the bridegroom. They wait so that they can all process into the wedding banquet together. Unfortunately, the bridegroom was delayed in his return. He was so late that all 10 of the bridesmaids fall asleep as they wait for him. When the bridegroom eventually returns, only 5 of the bridesmaids have enough oil in their lamps to go and meet him. So those 5 bridesmaids go with him into the banquet. The other 5 bridesmaids have to go into the marketplace at midnight and try to buy oil for their lamps. It takes them a long time to find the oil. They are gone so long that they actually get locked out of the wedding feast. The parable ends with this beautiful warning to keep watch, because we do not know the day or the hour. The parable of the 10 bridesmaids is what we call an eschatological parable. So it is a parable concerned with the end of time. These type of parables are quite common in Matthew's gospel. The bridegroom's delayed return is meant to teach us something about Jesus' second coming. Just as the bridesmaids expect that the bridegroom will eventually return, so too do we expect that Jesus will come again. Just as the bridesmaids don't quite know when the bridegroom is going to return, we don't quite know when Jesus will return. The 10 bridesmaids give us wise and foolish models of how we are to wait for the bridegroom's return. The wise bridesmaids not only took their lamps with them, they also took extra oil. The foolish bridesmaids only bring their lamps with them. When the bridegroom is late, they are caught off guard and have to scramble to find oil for their lamps. The wise bridesmaids teach us how we are to wait. Their preparedness bears witness to their faith that the bridegroom is with them, even when he's not physically present. All of us in this room knows what it feels like to wait. As I write this sermon, Pennsylvania is seeing a fall resurgence of coronavirus cases. We're all waiting for a vaccine that will allow our lives to somewhat return to normal. I think what's so anxiety-provoking about waiting is that we know change is coming, and we're not quite sure how that change is going to affect us. We're scared that whatever change is coming, it's going to be bad. But we know that things can't stay the way that they are, so we feel stuck. What I appreciate about this parable is that it is its reassurance that Jesus is with us while we wait, but that there are also things we can do while we're waiting. As I find myself sitting around and waiting for a coronavirus vaccine, I really have to train myself to start to see what Jesus is up to right now. When I'm training myself to do this, that is when I start to see Jesus in the essential workers in our communities who are showing up each and every day to care for the COVID positive members of our community. When I say essential workers, I'm talking about healthcare workers, first responders, police, and firefighters. And we can't forget about our teachers. These women and men are holding our communities together, and they're probably not getting much sleep. I bet that many of them haven't seen their parents since March. Yet they're still showing up to the work that God has called them to. So once I start to see Jesus in the midst of our waiting, I can start imagining how I am called to respond in this period of waiting. This week, I found it incredibly comforting to know that what we are called to do while we wait are actually the same things that anchor our life of faith. We are called to welcome the stranger, feed the hungry, visit the sick and imprisoned, make disciples of the nations. Friends, preparing for Jesus's return is as simple and as complicated as engaging with the work of discipleship. Work that we've learned all about during this season of ordinary time. It's simple because we already know how to do these things. We know how to welcome visitors into our churches. We know how to feed people, visit with people, and talk to other people about Jesus. What is complicated is we're living in unprecedented times. So how we welcome, feed, visit, and teach may need to look a little bit different. And that's okay. It's all part of preparing ourselves for Jesus's return. Friends, my hope and my prayer for us this week is that we would find ways to be tender with one another this week. I imagine that everyone is feeling a little bit raw and vulnerable and anxious about what the future holds. The presidential election was tight, particularly here in Pennsylvania. I think it exposed just how deeply divided we are as a country. The United States is still in the midst of a global pandemic. Yesterday, Pennsylvania had the second highest positive COVID case day of the entire pandemic. We don't really know what this fall resurgence is going to mean for our daily lives. But my hope is that the parable of the 10 bridesmaids widens our understanding of what it means to prepare for uncertain times, and that it encourages us. Like the bridesmaids, we too can do hard things. Even though we don't know the day or the hour, we know that Jesus is with us in our waiting. And we know that there are things we can do to prepare ourselves for Jesus's return. We have to trust that the Spirit is going to give us the courage, the compassion, and the creativity to meet whatever challenges this waiting period will bring. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, at this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our closing hymn, Together We Serve. Let me offer a word of blessing as we either go from this place or head over into Fellowship Hall. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a plan and God has a purpose to you being there. Christ who dwells in you has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.